last time, that applied to the report card. Bench for the one kind or another. And touch the Padama sheet with regard to this. I'm of course skeptical. And in that respect, I should stop it. Those must share more identify with it. More rational tradition. Immediately to put a same position as the Rambo. This is pretty much in line with our own inclinations.
But
the most number of places it would appear that the position which the Rambo and the Ramesh mentioned last time espoused was more prevalent one. And there was a source of much of the opposition. The Rambam, in Provence, where the Rashba was very much involved, the opposition was of two kinds. First of all, the views themselves challenged the popular religion. The rational inclination per se is something which, for so many people, is problematic. The need for something close to magic in all those lines is deeply felt by many. And someone comes along and says, in a more pragmatic vein, a more positivistic vein, that which we perceive, that we can understand, but there's all that much that we don't perceive, that cuts deeply into the faith of many people. But secondly, but I mentioned previously, there were many who felt that the Rambam was contravening Chazal to say on this, and that of course presented a challenge to the ordinary course of folk in general. Later on, parts of the Kitab, that's the Rashba, is his shuest first chelik, a lengthy discussion outlining the problems and the issues. And later on, the Rosh, who started in Germany, ended up in Spain. The Rosh said that the Rambam was asked about the study of secular knowledge, secular philosophy. And he said that the Rambam, despite his greatest learning, had been quote unquote spoiled some of those studies. On the other hand, Mount Malaska, towards the end of Shuris, if I remember correctly, as a point by point rebuttal of all the criticisms. And later formulations celebrated the remark of the Goyen. The Goyen is in your days, Kufan Chetz, Kufan Tet, someone who's dealing with these issues. The Goetz has also got the Rambam, that the philosophy and the two Yasoyas, they one gives a philosophy teatu, another gives a philosophy aukhoi teatu. But the Goetz too circumvents some of the issues. He says there is a truth to all the statements from Yerim Hazal, but it's not a rational truth, it's a mystical truth. The Chachmei Kabbalah. So on one hand, he accepts the Rambam's perception. We can't take all those things literally. On the other hand, he does not deny the validity. It simply gives a different twist. The fifth Rosh, which we'll come to, which we'll come today, which appears here in two versions, brings back to more familiar territory. The themes which had seen previously, which interested the library most, the nature of Nebuhr, character of Nebuhr, the role of a Novi, and in a sense the interface of philosophical elements and historical elements. What I mean by that is Nebuhr, on the one hand, is a supernatural phenomenon, the intrusion of Kiviyochel Malchus Shemayim into the netherworld, Knesset involves the interface, the meeting. Malchus Shemaim and Malchus Adam, Malchus Tav, Malchus Zekiah. But while this can be viewed as a general track, as a mode of spiritual and religious experience, it does not take place in a vacuum. And this in dual sense. Number one, the devoid general has a sour context and always sent at a particular time, and particularly the devoid, and this is one point. Secondly, the devoid which has been recorded is very deeply, very heavily involved in historical context of circumstances. As I was mindful of this fact, and to say that the devoid was not always recorded, which had a message which transcended the immediate circumstances with regard to which was presented, that was recorded, that which only related to its own context was not recorded. So what Chazal tried to tell us, the corpus of the voice is much larger than that which we have of Chazal's volume, but not always recorded. But in any event, even that which was not recorded was not that there is, in a sense, all the more historically conditioned. That which could be torn loose from its moorings within a given historical situation. There, the transcendental dimension is more palpably experienced than that which is bound and tied up with a particular historical situation. That which is beyond a particular context, there the meaning of the supernatural and the natural is much more deeply felt. I may mention previously the how the role of love is to be perceived. I spoke of two elements. One is Novi, the sense of Shliach, someone who's an emissary to deliver a message by Shliach to give a generation. And this is primarily the role which we have in Nevi'im, Bedoshim, and Achreim. And another level, Nevuah, as the perfection, or maybe it's a stronger term, as the spiritual ascent of a particular individual. Rambam talks about Nevuah, talks primarily about Nevuah as the apex of spiritual experience, which enables a person then to serve his generation as emissary of the Menschler. But the quest for Nevuah as such is a personal quest, part of one's religious experience, not limited an emissary to transmit messages. The interface of these two elements, the more transcendent meaning of Kaviyochel between man and the Menschler and the Swiss and Nevuah, and the sense of Nevuah as related to the historic experience of given generation, which transcend in one sense and yet very much imminent in other sense. The Chu is very sharply and boldly manifested in the maimer with which this Drush opens. And Rabbi Yehudi said, V'zad Kisav Yechadad, Yechadad Moshe Shinato, El Chacham Kibo Vashir, V'anav Kulam Moshe. The Rambam then goes on, of course, to explain why each of these is important, some of these things we've seen already. But a word above the points of a particular characteristic, in the sense that you need to have a person who has a certain list of characteristics which imply the spiritual and imply social or economic. Chachma can be given in one respect, the spiritual category. Maybe I'll have two. surely Gibor has a role. That's one. This is interesting. Gibor Tekov Shitzri. Gibor Rashi. All those have to do with how a person is regarded by his contemporaries, how his peers perceive him, how they relate to him, and therefore to what extent he's a worthy shulach before the Ben Shleim to communicate either to chokher or prediction to those peers. Now why the Meshav needed to have these qualities in a person and to make him worthy of being a Novi? There would have been two possible avenues to this. One is to say that even characteristics, qualities of existence, which are not spiritual and carry nature as spiritual ramifications, the independence which a person has if he's wealthy, not dependent on anybody else, speaks his mind freely, can innovate. He has not only a vision, but the ability to implement the vision. All of that is meaningful, even if we speak of Osho as being a material quality, even if we speak of the detrimental aspects of Osho. There's no denying that the right end, or the right mind, the right personality, it can be a tremendous tool enabling a person to get the Oversha's message across. Likewise, of course, with Chacham and Gibo, who also has some tools at his disposal, and in conjunction with Chacham and Gibo, a person who has the insights to what needs to be done and the ability to do it, given the combination of Chachmah and Gevurah. Much of these things which you see previously and related to them, he repeats a good deal of this about why the Meshav needed this kind of a person. Pretty much like the mission previously, the interface of two realms which need to be conjoined if Malchus Shemaim is going to be established. This is in some respects somewhat typical of the Rosh Hashanah, more than most Rishonim, by the Machshava. I would say an overwhelming sense, a stronger sense of history than was common amongst the Shem, and certainly amongst the Shem Mitzvah. There were several Shem who spoke in historical categories, historical development, which mean two things. Number one, who were mindful and sensitive to the degree of change, the nature of change, the pace of change, and the extent to which a person evaluates continued generation, particular phenomena, needs to take that consideration. But secondly, the historical sense is one which focuses more on this worldly themes, phenomena, and less upon other worldly themes. The other world is ahistorical, non-historical, post-historical, meta-historical, whatever you want. The world within which we live, which we find ourselves, that is the scene, the venue of history. That's not only where historical change takes place, but historical events that all take place. This respect, of course, it's no accident that the modern era is one which is seen in tandem two tendencies. One, great increase in this worldliness as opposed to other worldliness. That has a religious version, a secular version. second version, of course, self-evident. So religious sensibility is one which consumes it all. It's the Bnei Adam. But there is, of course, a merely person involved in this world is concerned more toward man's Dardamis and less than the mention of his prophets and governance. But there is, of course, a religious version as well. And it's one which, in the modern era, religious thinkers gained measured popularity. Depending on whom we're talking about, because there are certain traditions which are very otherworldly, Eastern religions are generally perceived as being of such kind, viewing this world as being ludicrous in value, just a kind of temporary incarceration for a person who's out the next world. But in the West, the emphasis upon improving this world, sanctifying this world, is very strong, both in the prime predominant Christian traditions and in our world. Clearly, the two most influential Bnei Machshava in our community last century, which is the one at one end of Kuka, the other end, both focused very much on this theme in different respects. There's a more mystical being to Rav Kook, that's so narrow, but in Ish Halacha, of course, that is a probably the dominant, overwhelming dominant theme. So this is one of the characteristic of the modern world that has a more disworldly tinge. Someone called, say right here, Jonathan Edwards, said in Edwards, you have an expression of the assertion of man at the expense of God. Edwards, the reverse, assertion of God at the expense of man. The modern world is very much about assertion of God, of man at the expense of God, in many respects. That's one aspect of the modern experience. The Starbucks says, of course, very prominent, very dominant. More recently, so of the 19th century was not so prominent, but it was gaining ascendancy. And the 18th century was more universal in character, not so much involved in history, in local, in national history, but spoke of the world, the earth as a whole, the general context. The 19th century have since then almost inexorably advancing the awareness of how things spring out of national experience, how so much comes from below to us in the latter, less so to the later. These are both very characteristic, and they can join to give a more human, if you will, tinge to whatever it is a sharm everybody's experience. Now, as I've said, not all perception of what needs to take this tag, but within the modern world, certainly that should have been the tendency. And this way, and as far as come back to the artist's concern, you know, there's very much of it's a shame. The major fallen, Chavisal Bava is almost nothing, beside the guy, very, very little. zadnji za koji se stavljaju uvjeti were, were also in a very narrow way. It's not that the conservative believe thinks of the human sphere in general to be marked by struggle events which define and delimit. Yeah, Clue says this vision of Klal Yisrael, the Goyish world. Klal Yisrael's existence was a result of historical in this respect, of course, some people pointed out when they speak of Yad as a historical religion, not only in the sense that it's very much bred and born in history, but the historical events were central to its observance, its performance, much more so than other contexts. But that had little effect upon what Delaney thought of the development of society and culture generally. Take the Rambam, very little in the way of the historical sense. There are elements there which, of course, reflect that biological and first of all, is considered primarily the growth of the individual, not necessarily with the development of the community and the culture. And certainly, to the extent he's involved in the development of the community and culture, thinks of it more as the construct, the confluence of many personal experiences which go to develop that. I mentioned here something concerning in our world, but by and large, it's the distinction between a more minimal historical sense and a maximal one was correct with regard to the general world as well. Aquinas is no more historical than the Rambam. The scholastic world as a whole as well, which is very historical in almost every respect. This was has ramifications for many areas of life. It's one of the things which separates the Tilumi community from the Haredi community. The Haredi community is, by and large, very non-historical, ahistorical. By which I mean several things. Number one, it is inclined to shy away from dealing with historical issues, sometimes a little threatening to some of Munir, and they don't want to touch those. But secondly, they're very much inclined to assume the historical components are indeed minimal. The difference, the gap between the perception that the human community person will have, how different our world is from the 12th century. Without getting involved right now, what conclusion I infer from that is far greater than that which is imagined by the Tibur Haredi Shubar. This has always been pretty much the same. We first think differently. The line of this respect is a set more historical than the most shame were, and that's one of the things that makes something interesting. In this respect, as in others, follows the Ramban somewhat. Major Shmuel Moshe and Shein, the Ramban is the one who is the most historically oriented, keenest eye for noting historical situations and the uniqueness. And this Ramban follows him. And all of this weaves into the intrusion or the reliance upon mundane qualities אשר גיבה יוכח לומר רב, זה נקרא דקס הנבואה. Discussion of what she has, and this, we've seen this earlier as well, and one which posits the Nevuah not only as an ideal, but doing the Nevuah as a personal level. That it serves an ideal. And the Pasuk, which more than anything else, in a sense, a positive jealousy, a kind of visual discovered, the shock that the others with some mental prophecy after so many years. And Thomas and Tosha made it as terrible as it's happening, but then we should claim. Clearly, Moshe does not imagine that through the Rosh Hashanah Novi, and Moshe set up his own shtibel, his own chutzel, his own rib, his own beisvil, and splinter the community, Klal Yisrael, to so many subunits. We see Midi Rosh Hashanah, there's the Madrigal of Nevuah, that idea would be wonderful, and the means to think that is part of course human aspiration, which the Rambam particularly stressed, but also divine inspiration, Yitzhak Shem Tuchaner. Now this vision is Nevuah, so it serves an ideal as a necessity. The line here, as in other places, focuses on the necessity. As we might speak, Rav, of the need for political leadership. And the magic community which has no leadership. We bet for that the same truth is all about each Shabbat of Yasser. And we take that as a given as any prayer, as Aristotle does in his politics. It's pretty much the way that was presented here by the Ran. It's a necessity. It's a vehicle for bonding and binding the two worlds, the nether and the lower, and the nether and the upper. It's a spiritual necessity. It's a social, civil necessity. Otherwise, you're going to have some kind of bifurcation. Every single day, we'll be where we are, they are. We'll be where we are. There'll be no link. To avoid that, there's a link. And this again, first, it's social aspect. Talks about this in the beginning. But it's a very dominant theme. We encountered previously in the third, the Lush as well. Which also had the various qualities. And each of them tries to explain why you need it. This very sort of third Russia, particularly since the Novi is sent to yesterday, they merit the respect. And Halavai, they respect the Lobdis more. Halavai, they respect the Yoshibai more. But the Mites, they respect power and authority and beauty and wealth. Those are things which speak to them. See, if the Mishnah wants to have an Levim, which can capture the hearts and the minds of the community, this is what's needed. From a very spiritual point of view, I guess it's a little disappointing. We would like to think we got to do one or two things. Either we take a more spiritualistic point of view, that's devoid and divested, or in relationship to the netherworld, our world, the pure world, the transcendent world, in otherworldly terms. Or if not at that plane, then if they're both stamp both feet in the social milieu and the grounds, culture, society, they do so in a spiritual capacity without addressing and trying to play upon all kinds of extraneous factors. And we should fall up into two stools and they go with grilling. That'd be nice, fishing condition, but necessary condition. We prefer to think that Bill Gates is not necessarily going to be an army. It speaks also of physical perfection. Imagine that someone's Balmum should be an Ovi. And the answer is given again. It was asked for something that could appeal, captivate the imagination of the Tzibur. If that is needed, that's what we're going to get. I have to go down this catalog. By one. He then moves on to speak of the Vu as a general phenomenon and psychological to spiritual terms and binds this. Only because the soil. Yeah. We have a connection between terrestrial experience and supernatural experience. elements. Discussion of why the choice of Lord's daughter on the line for Yaakov. Presumably family guilt or something. But to say that we're indicating the importance of choice, of course it's a personal choice. But why does the choice have to lead him to prefer Rachel Leah over all kinds of other people? Well, the guy's over here is the importance of believing that making shidduch a person is personal choice. And in order to manifest that, Yitzchak was empowered to send Yaakov where he wanted. Personal choice is Yitzchak's rather than Yaakov's. But important the observation is, and even if I get involved in the question of the apparent defiance of the Gemara Sanhedrin of the Jews of Vlad, today doesn't rely on the simple postulates that there is free choice. Imagine it should be otherwise. He says it's not only a theological principle, it's a sociological principle. It's an aspect of human existence. The Rambam in a famous shiur was asked about this by the Gemara, given the Rambam's enormous emphasis on Bechira Chofshis. So, how does that square with the Gemara of what you hear says of Lot? Now there's three things. One, he isolates that Gemara. He says there are special cases, special reward, special punishment. It's not the norm. The norm is personal choice. Secondly, he seeks to prove it. And to that end, he drafts the parasha of Yisrael Melchema. Maybe he should have called it Roshav Beisip, but it was Chom Yishar Yikachana. It's not Mes Manusha. And he devout said, he's going to marry this girl, so go to war, but come home and marry. And who has to be fulfilled? If he didn't say it, She won't marry her anyways. So why was the decision of the Senate to war or not depend upon whether it would be predestined to marry her? And Akochenadon says that there's free choice in this area, other than this, again, in rare cases. But thirdly, I'm using this springboard for reiterating and encapsulating this general attitude, this free will, free choice. I'm quoting the Gemara of Yeshua Chutzpah Yerushimayim, and he says, it's going to be Yerushimayim, not as many of us understand it, from Kai, to my mitzvahs, raise the ship in every sense of the term, the whole range of human activities is done. Whatever a person does, all of that is Yirah Shemayim. Because whatever he does competes with other options. And that being the case, the element of choice always enters. And if you choose to do A, or don't choose to do A, where you A is competing with 100 other choices. So even if you do something neutral, but the time you did something neutral, you could have done something positive, you could have held up a bank, and you could have written several there. So it's always still a Shemayim. Everything is a Shemayim. I think the Gachel that you get, the sense that I'm here, in the Rabbin that I'm here, is not affected or infected to that extent by the assertion human ability, human independence in a sense, to the extent you find the armor. But to us, you took my concern that he, very soon, the comment you just mentioned in passing, of course, this explanation about I'm here. See, very careful that the shidduch, because your offspring are likely to achieve the qualities of heart and soul, heart and mind, which the parents had. But to know a person, you have to know the inner qualities, and the inwardness is central. Because my two go shvatz on ibecher, ki ben tzot chayim, babi shvashim pershu, ki mimenu shavu mishmar, means from this mishmar which wants to go out. Yitzulomar shadam shibara asir shitzor adam asmol velikem shu mishmar yibagdirim basiyogim shetiknu rabatem zal kim heyotu kaveinar. The person thinks that these particular exeas, the goddess, has minor importance. In reality, Mimeto Tzotchaim. Zeri says this explanation, Kamishma Soli Becha, Mimeto Tzotchaim, every mishmah, every discipline, every limitation, watch yourself because this is part of this hinges the outcome of life. That's what Chazal is doing, but he said that's most of the interpretation. He's then a Muslim. So if you're a Chazal, who have a team with Mr. Fake, so it's a great interpretation. I'm a Muslim. Come in on your ash, he's a Yavad of Masuk. That's not what the Pasuk intends. Explains why. And when it first delayed, that's a mishmar. rejects it in another sense. This leads into a general analysis of human psychology, particularly human spirituality. Here we encounter something which is of interest, not in terms of what is said, but by whom it's said. As a general survey of mitzvahs and halacha, Ronam Shirat Chonot Zadibiyot, inwardness, to be sure that Shavodot Kulan is a mevoah b'chipus, if you investigate, ki mitzvot ha-Torah nechakot shosh chalakim, chelik mehem nikleh ve'imulot ne'er duvad, ki amulay mitzvot ha-Shem itbara shem b'shgiyach, ומנת אגוד ועונש, כל משהו ממין אלו המצוות, שכנסו כל שם מסודייס, ה-inward in terms of the content of the performance. אין ספק שעלי בתחנה להם שור שם מסודם, עד שקיבלתי בלתייצות של מרקלו, והתחלה דם תחיתן בו. זה חייל ראשים בגוף, בעצם כי במקרה. The first he has, these relate to persons, faith content of persons, spiritual world. And if he follows the elements of faith and dogma and doctrine, that is little in the way of any external manifestation. So a part of one's inner experience and doesn't move beyond that. And this is the most spiritual the mystery talks about. The second part, the Kedavishin, my Midah de Mechasot, the Midah de Sodom, the Leib, the Nevzeh, the Kedavishin, my Mitzvot, the Mosar Shabbat, the Toshpah, the Ilem, the Baal, the Shinam, the Dukula, and told him to prepare. So the second group is a mitzvahs which are not just the way of technical performance, but involve the intersection, the interface of one's psychological makeup, one's actions. To begin these mitzvahs properly, you have to have the right motivation, the right inward direction that you have to implement. Now it's still the hill of the gear. So as opposed to the first group, they're purely conceptual, cognitive. The same will involve the fusion of condition and emotion. And here again, the heart, the inwardness is critical. Spiritual, religious content. This is you understand why. So it's all tactical and legalistic. That's what you would have thought. But he says it's not so. All of these all seem to be done Shem Shemayim. There are two things to be said here. One, it's a strange contradiction. Take the first two kinds, that's the one continuum. Which is more abstract, such as the Muslim days, that which is practical, pragmatic. So you start with one level, purely abstract. The second, the intersection. The third, if you're going to say the thing, an area in which the interaction between the two is a very different character. Not what I'm used to say. Chukim v'mishpatim. We don't say Chukim v'mishpatim in Chazal in many places. But it's not another gradation along this sequence or this continuum. It's a different distinction altogether. It's interesting also, as I said before, not what is being said, but who's saying it, and the extent to which a person with clear philosophic inclinations, who clearly was committed to Shemesh and Mitzvahs in practical playing, and to appreciating and understanding them in philosophic playing, put these in the back burner. If this is the main thing, is what today we call spirituality. That's the most important thing. And you break your machshavah, b'avodat shem, b'ayam ki mitzvotav, b'ayam mitzvot shem shem vodah, is both the result of mitzvahs and the source of avodah. As that had gam ki shem shem machshavah, b'avirah, shem shem meri, b'ayam zah, b'ayam zah, b'ayam zah, b'ayam zah, and this is what the Rabbi says. It's striking. This comes historically. My brother Yitzchak Weisschen wrote about this places. There was a lot of tension between people who spoke of philosophic yadus and pietistic yadus. You had a beef ticket in some of that in the 16th century. Three groups, Talmudists, philosophers, and pietists. And the tension between them. And you have someone who clearly identifies to a great extent with the philosophic strain, nonetheless, stressing the inwardness, feeling, and sensibility. These are things very appealing to us. We don't like excessive intellectualization of the others, but it's so generally. But coming from him, it's a little surprising. He sends you to his himself a very striking interpretation. You understand what does that mean? It's harder to front you wherever you are, so you medicated with that favor. It's more difficult for a person to eradicate sexual fantasies and illicit sexual passion. It's more difficult to do that than to avoid having illicit sexual relations. There are some barriers, there's limitations. And you will not translate every passion, every desire, into an illicit act. That's what Norman understands. Not that you'll have a lot worse than others, just more difficult to control and to uproot. Norman says no. Shimavira means the worse. It's a greater degree of spiritual degradation. And precisely because Norman's more intellectualistic orientation. Second chapter of the Rukhlaqab defines what is Shet Selam Rakim. Shet Selam Rakim is human reason. Meshim is Das. And we, Selam Rakim, partake of that Das. The purest, the noblest, the most spiritual aspect of human person being is not his hand and his foot. His mouth, his sexual organs. The best part of it, the noblest part, is the mind. His spirit. See, if a person doesn't have valor, is performed at certain physical organs, is defiled those organs. That's about it. But if he doesn't have myself here, we have here take place not in some physical context, but in the innermost chambers of his mind, of his being. That's much worse than about defiling the essence, the best part of human personality, as opposed to the peripheral, the marginal part. It's a very striking pirush, but one which would instead be very typical of Rambam. He goes on to be noble appreciation of Rambam's statement of that, but doesn't quite fully accept it. I haven't made a statement as a general position, what is the quintessence, the essence, the heart of the religious and spiritual life. He comes back, and this brings back the point of departure to a stable situation. If, as I say, he witnesses the most critical part of one's religious life, so how do you understand the Parsha Yitzchak ben Yaakov? We saw some of the early drushes. He starts with Tzipurat Torah in the early Sedris, and he does a springboard for getting to theoretical issues. He starts with theoretical issues and then exemplifies, interprets, rationalizes them in line and light since historical events are narrated in Tanakh. And he gets that interface which I spoke at the beginning, which is atypical of her. I will stop here. Now, the two versions here show Dushay, the differences are very, very significant. It's not the same theme, just dressed up a little differently. Maybe the themes are very different. That makes it sense more interesting to see the contrast between the two. Remind me next week when we get on Monday. Well, until next week, the following week, I'll be back with Shir. We'll get back to our regular schedule.
They won't enhance my experience as much as they enhance yours.
That's a pretty short
thing. It's nice to have.
Well, I'm saying it's a division of the desert, the volumes of the spirit. One is safe, of course. The person doesn't mess up. That's the only thing they want to do.
So if the person only has the hero.